Hello and welcome to Love Your Life Now. This is Sonia Sophie, and today I'm here with one of my friends and colleagues, and that is the beautiful
Sabine Isayan.
Because Tina and Christina had other things to do today, and we couldn't be in the same place at the same time. So here we are, and we decided to today, since both of us are health coaches and are working a lot with nutrition and with people that are having issues with diseases and things that we know that can be fixed. Yes. With the proper nutrition.
Right.
So we decided today to talk to you about sugar.
Sugar.
Is that right. A sweet subject or not?
Not too sweet. Yeah. Actually, I have been sharing a lot about sugar lately in my newsletters and workshops, and it's an issue that we're all dealing with. We love sugar.
We do.
And the first thing I tell my people, whoever is listening, is that it's not your fault. We've said this a few times also with Sonia and Sophie, right? It's not people's fault. It's not our fault. We are being marketed to. We are being brainwashed. We are being getting addicted to sugar because of the way it's been processed. And we cannot make ourselves wrong for being attracted to sugar. But what we can do is educate ourselves.
And then once we know some of the facts, we can take steps to create different habits that involve a little bit less sugar, right?
Absolutely.
So yes, that's a great point. So anyone out there who knows that, oh my gosh, I think I eat too much sugar, but I can't help it, and then goes on a diet, like we've all done that, go on a diet and then eat sugar again, you know, or go on a diet and want to eat even more sugar. It's natural. We are wired to want sugar. So this is back from the caveman days where we had to actually eat whatever we found that had sugar, like berries in the mm-hmm. summer. We had to eat as many berries as we could so that we could make it through the famine time that was sure to come. The problem now is that sugar is available all year round in insanely condensed amounts. Yes. It's all very concentrated. So we don't have to eat, you know, 15 buckets of berries to get 3 teaspoons of sugar.
Right.
We just eat 3 teaspoons of sugar, no berry involved, right?
Right.
And then the famine never comes.
Yeah.
So that's what's bringing our body out of balance, but that's also what's driving us to get the sugar. And like you just mentioned, the industries have taken advantage of the fact that our brains mm-hmm. will say, ooh, sugar, more, yeah. Let's go get more. And they've used that fact against us,
yes,
in order to turn a profit for the company.
Right.
So with that, let's...
Well, maybe we could start by kind of sharing with our audience what are normal amounts of sugar.
Okay.
How many grams of sugar should we be consuming, and kind of looking at how much we really are consuming compared to the recommended amount. Okay, so we could start with the adult male, right? The normal amount for the maximum, I should say, is 79 grams, which is, I believe, 12.5 teaspoons. The regular real kind of teaspoon. I'm not talking about your kitchen teaspoon. Mm.
So this is actually 9 teaspoons here. And then I calculated how many grams the teaspoons were.
Okay.
Right? So I had 9 teaspoons here in this. I'm holding a little cup here where I put 9 teaspoons in. And then I measured it. And it came out to 79 grams.
Great. So your measurement is the regular kitchen teaspoon and not the actual measuring teaspoon.
Exactly. Right? And you know what? Everybody, yeah, have you looked at the sizes of spoons,
right,
lately?
Exactly.
I mean, they're, you know, all different kinds of sizes of spoons.
Right.
So who even knows what a teaspoon is? But the recommendation is no more than 9 teaspoons.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't seen that in grams. I took 9 teaspoons, came out to 79 grams. But as you said, you actually measured 9 teaspoons, and then that was a lot less. So we're actually even worse off than what we've been telling people.
Right. We are.
So 9 teaspoons, which is less than 80 grams, I guess maybe 60 around then, maybe 60 grams.
Right.
60 grams of sugar is the maximum recommended for male. Now then we have 5 teaspoons of sugar, which is right there in the middle. The amounts recommended for children were between 3 and 8 teaspoons of sugar per day, no more than that. And so how many grams of sugar is that? If I use 5 teaspoons, I'm coming out to 35 grams. But like I said, my teaspoon was probably a little bit bigger than your teaspoon.
Yes. So what I got is 50. Actually, this is the high end. I have 50 grams of sugar for an adult female.
And where did you get that number?
I got it off the internet. So again, we're dealing with confusing numbers. We're getting different information from different resources. Mm. This is the first time, actually, Sonia, Sophie, and I are really comparing our numbers.
Yeah, so I have these numbers here, which is, it says 50 grams for your female, though. But that is actually, that's about what we were saying. But so you're having the measured teaspoons and you're coming up to 50 grams and I had 8 of my teaspoons and that comes to a little more than 50 grams.
Right.
Right. So the amounts are the same. It's just the measuring is, because you have 70 grams for male right here. I have 79 grams. But you have 17.5 teaspoons and I have 9 teaspoons.
Because my teaspoons are the actual measuring teaspoons. They're tiny.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. And but it's the same amount of sugar. Look. So that's what it is. So depending on the size of your teaspoon, we're going to go by the grams because the grams are much more
accurate.
So between 70 to 80 grams of sugar for a male.
Right.
And then 50 grams to 55 grams for a female. And then also children are not supposed to have more than 55 grams a day. And those are the older children. So really you want to keep it way under 50 grams. And you have 30 here, exactly. So 30 would be kind of what you want to go for with a child.
Right.
Or even less, if you can. And here's the kicker. Now, if you eat a banana and an apple,
mm-hmm.
you're already over 30 grams of sugar.
Right.
Ouch.
Yes. So if you're giving your child a banana and an apple, which is fantastic because it's filled with fiber and other nutrients, and that's how we should be eating our sugar, then they're done for the day. They shouldn't be having any more sugar unless, you know, then they're going to be dealing with health issues. But what we do is we actually give them a bowl of Cheerios cereal and we add milk to it. And we actually also give them a cup of maybe orange juice. Now, that is almost double the amount of sugar they should be eating per day.
For breakfast.
They got all the sugar during breakfast, and there was no fiber because orange juice is pure sugar. If you're not eating the whole orange, so there you go. And now we're wondering why our kids are having ADD issues, attention issues. They're having exhaustion. They're tired all the time. They hit highs and they're active and then suddenly lows. They cannot concentrate at all in school. We have behavior problems and we're medicating our kids. Just looking at sugar, is this a surprise?
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. And it's not a surprise to me. I actually used to eat Frosted Flakes for breakfast, mm-hmm. In 11th and 12th grade, I remember. I just loved it. And I just bought a prop here for a talk that I'm going to do later with you. And on this prop, it's about the amount of Frosted Flakes that I was eating. And it's a prepaid, prepackaged Frosted Flake, one serving. And I looked at the sugar there. It's 31 grams of sugar just in the flakes.
Yeah.
So then I'm adding that, right? So I would have that for breakfast. And then we would go and we would have bread from the bakery, fresh bread. I mean, it's awesome bread, right? Fresh bread from the bakery for our second breakfast. And usually you kind of skip lunch because we just wanted to hang out with friends and then come home in the afternoon and have the traditional in Germany. We have, you know, coffee and some cake or something.
Right.
And I would eat a lot of yogurt in between because I love yogurt. And I had mad heartburn issues. Mm-hmm. I would wake up at night, could not breathe, or that's what it felt like. Of course, I could breathe, but the pain in the chest was so severe, I would have to sit up and sit in my bed for half an hour or an hour, right? Mm-hmm. Could not go back to sleep. And all of that stopped. This pain, I had dealt with that for 15 years until I finally admitted to myself that, yes, it is from the sugar, right? So first I blamed the bread itself, but it's not. It was the bread and the yogurt and the frosted flakes and all of that was just plain sugar and dairy. That's all I was eating, sugar and dairy and some gluten.
Yeah. I mean, oh my gosh.
No wonder my body was going insane the inside. And the inflammation and sports injuries that I was getting was insane. And I just thought, oh, well, it's life. It's normal.
Yeah. I mean, that was my story, too. I thought it was normal for years. I had sinuses, body aches and pains, extreme stomach issues, like the heartburn and bloating, all that stuff. And once I found out it was sugar and was able to, remove it from my diet and eat really good sugar, like berries and things like that. I mean, I healed so fast. So, and it feels amazing to be in this body right now. And I thought it was normal to have headaches and bloating and discomfort. I thought that was normal human experience.
Right.
And it's not.
No.
What is normal is feeling amazing all the time. Having a lot of energy, having no body aches and pains at all, being flexible.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So that's the reason we're talking about sugar. Is why should we even know how much sugar we're consuming? Because the side effects are so huge.
Severe. And let me name just a few other side effects. One of them, this one is good for women to know particularly, it actually ages you.
Ah.
Yeah, so the collagen breakdown in your skin, which is responsible for, getting... How do you say it in English now?
So elasticity of your skin.
Yeah, the skin elasticity is going to diminish as the collagen is not there in your skin, and the sugar that we eat significantly helps reduce the amount of collagen through certain different processes that are in our skin. So our skin will look older sooner when we eat more sugar. Right?
I mean, the results are dramatic. Like from 1 week to another, I can see the difference on my face. So when I get into too much sugar again, because I love sugar, and I realize I look in the mirror and I look someone like very different.
Mm-hmm.
I look older. I really look at least 10 years older.
Mm-hmm.
I look tired. Mm-hmm. My skin, I'm like, who is this person?
Yeah.
And as soon as I get off sugar within a week or two and I'm doing all the other good things like drinking a lot of water. And of course, if I'm not doing sugar, I have to eat more of the other foods, which is green leafy vegetables and root vegetables and all that stuff. Suddenly within a week, I have beautiful skin. Like, wow, that is one reason. If we are superficial, like we don't care about our health.
Exactly.
For
superficial reasons.
Just for that, it's worth, checking it.
Checking out
how much sugar.
Exactly. Yeah. But then, so then we get into the other things. So silent inflammation. And also the not silent inflammation. So the mm-hmm. not silent inflammation is the one that you feel where you have aches and pains. Anything that kind of ends with itis, arthritis, tendinitis, mm-hmm. all of those things. Diabetes, of course, and also cancer because cancers grow in an environment that is full of sugar because that's what the cancer, so to speak, eats. Those are the chemical reactions that are going on in our body. So the more sugar there is, the more there is an environment for cancers to develop and to grow. Not even talking about our digestive system itself. Sugar will shut down the immune system for several hours after consumption. So now I have a lowered immune system. I go out in the world. I'm around people who have issues, colds, whatever they have, viruses, mm-hmm. bacteria. Now I'm more susceptible to getting all that just because I had a Coke. before I went on the airplane.
Right.
So I never get sick traveling, because actually when I travel for work or, you know, a short amount of time, I actually really make sure that I eat very healthy, and it's worked every time. I don't get sick, while other people tell me constantly they keep getting sick, particularly when they get on an airplane. It doesn't happen to me because I'm aware and I curb my sugar intake for the trip.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Everything you said. And just, I wanted to take it back to cancer. There's amazing research right now going on about how cancer cells need sugar to grow. And if you remove all sugar from your diet, cancer cells need to die because they have no way of surviving. And this is on, there's this new episode. It's called The Cancer Cure.
Mm-hmm.
Episodes, many, many episodes. If you look it up online, incredible work that really goes into the impact of sugar on cancers and how much simpler it becomes to treat it when we have this deeper understanding of why cancer cells grow. So, yeah, looking at that.
Yeah, so now let's get to the part where we figure out, okay.
What do we do?
What do we do?
Okay.
We have about five minutes.
So 5 minutes. I always like to start with something that I, you know, are you getting vitamin L? Right? So what is vitamin L? Some people might know and some don't, but vitamin L stands for love.
Yeah.
So when we are not getting enough love in our lives, the first thing we go to is sugar. The first thing we're going to crave is sugar, because sugar makes us feel expanded, creates this expansion in our cells. And love does the same thing. So if you're not getting expansion from love, you're going to go reach out for sugar.
That's a classic, because every movie that you watch that has a scene where someone breaks up,
right.
The next scene you see the girl sitting in the bed with the big tub of ice cream.
Right.
And I have done that once
and
ate the whole thing. And then I looked at how many calories that was, and then I got even more depressed and I wanted to eat another
more.
Whole one.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah. So when we have relationships that fill us out, not only relationships with our loved ones and our family, but even relationships with things that we love to do.
Mm-hmm.
When we do things that we are passionate about, hiking, sewing, woodwork, pottery, painting, I don't know, what you name it.
Reading a book.
Reading a book, that's great. Yeah. So whenever we do these things, we forget about eating.
Right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How many of you remember getting hungry when you were out there playing as a young child with your friends? So,
right.
You know, here we are. We imagine back in childhood, you're outside playing with your friends, playing, and your mom calls you and says, hey, it's time for dinner. And you haven't had food in 6-7 hours. And it didn't even cross your mind that you were hungry, because you were getting so much fulfillment. You were being fed by the joy of being with your friends and playing.
Yeah.
Right? So nowadays, we forget to do that. We forget to play, have fun, have awesome relationships, call a friend and talk to them. And so the first thing we go to is food when we're missing that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we actually call this, in our school of thought, we call this primary food.
Yes.
The doing the things that we love to do and having good relationships and spending time doing things we want to do, doing things that expand us,
right.
Expand our knowledge, we're just passionate about, where we are helping somebody, that feeds us. And we actually call that primary food, because even if you are fed on a material level, you know, you have actual food, if you don't have those other things,
mm-hmm.
you will starve. You will starve emotionally.
Absolutely.
And also they have found that with babies, I think these were things that were happening many, many years ago around World War II, end of World War II, and right after, where they were in other countries, some other, I think it was Russia, but don't quote me on that. And they had these babies that were, some babies were held mm-hmm. by nurses, and others were just fed and then just kind of left there. Yeah. Okay, today this would never be,
right?
But back then we could still do these types of experiments, yeah. And what they found is that those babies that were never held or talked to, they died.
Wow.
And the ones that were given love on top of the food, so they were all given the same amount of food, they survived. Yeah. So primary food, that's it. So make sure you get it. Yeah.
And you are that baby. You know, your body might be adult, but you're still that baby inside who needs the same thing as a baby does.
A human being. A human being.
Yeah.
Right? So human beings, no matter what age, no matter how many days we spend on the planet, that's the prana. That's the life force is love in some form. So there we are at the whole another level where we can say love really is everything, does everything.
And beautiful.
Yeah. And with that, we're actually out of time. And there's so much more to talk about when it comes to sugar. What we would like to let you know today is that we have a program coming up that Sabine and I are teaching together. And the start date is August 26th.
Yes.
And that's a Wednesday, the last Wednesday in August. And we're actually going to start with a party here at Sabine's house, which is in Glendale, California. And if you can't make that party, if you can't be here physically, we also will have a introduction video that we will send out where we just kind of get to know you, you get to know us, and we figure out what we're going to do and how we're going to do it in the next few weeks. And then we have four sessions. Two of them are led by myself and two are led by Sabine via phone. Mm-hmm. There are 90-minute sessions, and then whoever wants to stay on the phone longer can have another half hour of Q&A. Those sessions will be recorded and also available to you at any time, so you can listen to the sessions as many times as you want to. And then the last session will also be another video that we send to you that we will be doing together. So Sabine and I will be wrapping everything up for you, giving you the last tips, and also tell you what to do next. So you're going to spend basically 6 weeks with us, really immersing yourself into, instead of sugar, instead of these artificial things, what can I eat? What do I want to eat? How do I make it easy? We're all about implementation. How do I make it easy and fit into my life? Because Sabine and I know that life, society here in America, California, is not set up to make it easier for you to get off sugar. But we're going to show you all the loopholes and all the ways to still make it happen anyway and to love it while you're doing it, because we always want to let you know how to love your life now.
Right. And I mean, to sign up, we don't have it up on our website, but we're going to have it in the next few days. Well, if you go to either one of our websites, which is going to be, you can find it on the writing on when you
in the notes. You can find it in the notes.
So we'll have it up. It's the three pillars of perfect health, and the price is ridiculously reasonable.
It's ridiculous. Yeah.
So go check it out, and you can sign up in the next 2 days. We're going to have it up for you to sign up.
Yeah, and if you do have a question, you can call one of us. If you listen to this podcast some other time, maybe it's already November. We're going to leave our phone numbers here this one time for you. My phone number is 323-873-6442, and Sabine, your phone number
is 818-445-2002, and we're letting you know about this because we always have programs coming up. So if you miss this one, we have many other ones coming up. You can always be in a program, so give us a call.
Okay, and with that, that's it for today. Thanks for listening. We hope you got value out of it. We reminded ourselves how important love is.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that until you are here with us again next Friday, love your life now.